Now, I want to just bring Elaine forward for a moment. Elaine Anderson, of course, one of our elders. And this week, Elaine will be going to the General Assembly of the Church. I see you're all ready to go, Elaine. You've got your bag packed, ready to go.
Absolutely.
How this works, folks, is this. The General Assembly is the great gathering of the Church, its leaders, and every congregation sends a leader every 2 years. So it will be me, and then a couple of years after that, one of our elders goes. So Elaine is going on behalf of St. Andrew's Church to the General Assembly of the Church in Edinburgh this week. You're going to have a wonderful time. You've got everything you need.
Everything's here. Everything's organised. Started yesterday, actually, so kind of already going in that. Absolutely wonderful. And it looks like it's going to be a really interesting week. So I'm so looking forward to all the things we're going to do.
Great. Excellent. Well, you have a good week.
Thank you.
Elaine, I don't know if you had to catch a train or something, but I guess you
better
get
in a really big hurry. I'm going to go now, and I've got to fly off, so apologies that this is very, very quick, because I'm heading out right now.
Okay.
So I'll say a good bye to you. It's okay, Fat Cat, it's fine. You're absolutely fine.
Okay.
Remember we talked about this? Remember?
Okay.
Talked about I'm going away for a wee while, but
five
everything's...
minutes.
No, a bit longer than 5 minutes,
okay.
But... longer than 10, but you'll be fine. We talked about it. Remember,
okay.
I said lots of things in place, lots of help for you,
okay.
So you're not on your own.
Okay.
And I promise I'll be back.
Okay.
You'll be absolutely. You're a very sensible cat, and you'll be fine. So I'll say my goodbyes.
Well,
and
have a great week, Elaine.
Thank you very much. Enjoy thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Next week.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
Absolutely fine.
Okay.
You're honestly. Remember we talked about it, and you'll be brave.
Right.
Okay.
No.
Fat Cat, sorry, Fat Cat, you'll be fine. Honestly, you will be fine. You're not on your own. You're not. No. Lots of people have said they're going to help you. There's lots of help, and I'm coming back. Okay. So just remember, I'm coming back, and there are people to help you. I'm going now. Okay. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Oh, fat cat. We can tell you're awful sad. You're awful sad that Elaine's going away. Yes.
Who's going to feed me?
It's okay. Elaine, she told you she was going to go, and she's made all the plans, so you're not going to be left alone. She's got people arranged. Well, let's just make sure it's going to be okay.
Who is it? Who's going to feed me? What's happening with lunch?
Well, let's just sort that out now.
That is an immediate problem.
An immediate problem. Mm. This lunchtime. Is there anybody who promises that they will be a helper for Fat Cat during this week? Is there anybody who will help because Elaine's away? Just stick your hand up, please. Linda.
Oh, Linda, what's for lunch?
Well, that's lunch sorted out. Mm-hmm. And who'll take care of his dinners because he likes three good meals a day?
Mm.
Dinner time, a volunteer, please, for dinners for Fat Cat. Oh, there's Liam. There's Liam at the back.
Oh, thank you, Liam.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, it's not going to be so bad as all that, is it?
Yeah. It'll be okay.
You're going to
be okay.
It will be okay.
Yeah.
It is going to
be
fine,
okay.
Fat Cat.
Okay. Thank you, then.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're reassured. Elaine's gone off for now, but you are going to be okay.
Whew. Oh, that's a worry. That was a worry.
Yeah.
Okay.
You go and just sit yourself down there for a wee moment, would you, Fat Cat? Well, we've got everything sorted. He was in an awful panic for a moment there, thinking that Elaine was going away. But he knows this, that once she's coming back, and that she's not left him all on his own to get on with things, he's going to be well looked after. There's going to be help for him. Now, do you know, everyone, when Jesus was nearly finished up his time on earth, his followers, his best friends, his disciples, They were so sad and upset. I don't know if they were doing what Fat Cat was doing and grabbing onto Jesus' legs, but it must have been like that because they'd loved him so much that the thought of him going away was just too much for them, really. But he did this, the same promises that Fat Cat got from Elaine. Jesus told his friends this, "One day I'm going to come back. One day I'm going to come back to you." And that is a promise still that Christians hold firm to. Jesus will come back and will take us all to be with himself. But in the meantime, there's another promise that we've got to hang on to. Just like Fat Cat, we've not been left alone. Jesus didn't go off and just leave us to it. He sends us a friend. He sends us a helper for all the things in life that we need help for. The helper is the Holy Spirit, the best gift that we can ever have. So we are not alone. We know Jesus is coming back, and in the meantime, he gives us his Holy Spirit to be in us, to strengthen us for every day and for the living of our lives. We are thankful for the gift of the Spirit. Now, the Spirit first came to all of Jesus' friends on the day we call Pentecost. And every year, the church celebrates Pentecost and says, "Thank you for the Holy Spirit." It's in 3 weeks' time, on the 8th of June. What a marvelous celebration this whole church is going to have, and churches all over the world saying thank you for the Holy Spirit. Now, do you remember what I said a couple of weeks ago? On that day, we'd love you all to wear red, or something red, from your shoes to your socks, to your trousers, to your blouses, to your ties, something red. Red is the color of the Holy Spirit, and what a great scene it will make for the whole congregation to be decked in red as we say thank you to Jesus for the gift of his Spirit. Now I can see some are in advance trying out their red already. Here's some here and there just getting their outfits and costumes ready. What a day it's going to be. Much more than just dressing up. A day to say thank you that we are not alone and are never alone. We have the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let's bow our heads and say thank you. Father God, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Just like Fat Cat knows he's going to be okay, even though Elaine is away for a week, we know that we are going to be okay, that you have not left us all alone. The Holy Spirit is with us all the way. We thank you then for the gift of the Spirit, and our prayers we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bye-bye. Bye. See you later, Linda.